It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll. After a pretty solid season last year, 13-9, 10-6 in league play, a very difficult league last year. And coach, you've had, of course, a lot of time to think about and reflect about last season, your overall thoughts and how things transpired throughout the 2022-2023 season.
Yeah, I thought we made some really good strides last season, getting over that kind of 500 hump and then competing towards the upper half of the league. It helps when you have good senior leadership and contributors, and we definitely had that last year, and that's something we hope we can continue going for a few more years. But I thought that last season was a big moment for us, just kind of turning the corner a little bit, and it got some younger girls some experience last year that will hopefully pay off this year. So that was big for us. We're going to miss those three seniors. We had a lot. They did a lot for us, but we're hoping they kind of prepare the next group to get ready and take it off and get running here on Friday.
Yeah, kind of talking about your guys' seniors for this year. I mean, Bethany Urban comes back from a year where she averaged almost 11 points and 3 steals a game. She is a fantastic leader on the court, 3-year starter, and a terrific ball handler. There's a lot of things you like with her, and then Hope as well. She's also a senior. Your thoughts on your guys' backcourt and how they should be able to help springboard this team into a strong start this season?
Yeah, these seniors are, I mean, and really like all our years past, but have been pretty much a dream to coach. I mean, they're exactly what you want. They show up every day, great work ethic, great leadership, and then they're good basketball players too, and that always helps. So, they've been amazing. Like we said, we have several girls with varsity experience, seniors, and when you have 6 of them, you know, that just makes practices that much more competitive and that sort of thing. So it helps in so many ways. Like I said, Bethany has a lot of experience there, but also Hope and Riley and Jordan have a lot of experience playing varsity, and Isla and Cora are helping us lead, and we just get a lot out of these 6 seniors, and that's good when you have talented underclassmen like we do too. So that's good for our program overall, but they've been a dream to coach and are just exactly what you want in senior leadership, and we hope they kind of just continue the trend of training the next group to get ready for when they're seniors.
Yeah, Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll on the phone with us and kind of talking about your guys' front court. You guys have some experience mixed with some younger girls as well. Tell us what you like about some of your forwards this year.
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin Folsom comes back getting a bunch of varsity experience as a varsity starter last year. She's only getting better every day. Again, another kid with a great work ethic and super fun to coach. And within Jordan Ring comes back last year. She plays a little bit everywhere for us, but a great athlete that helps us on the court. Nora Adams will be in the mix there as a junior, kind of getting her first reps of varsity experience, and she's made so much improvement over the last couple of years. And then freshman Capri Keckner can kind of play all over the court too. Is a great rebounder, great motor, super talented. So, we have a lot of girls that we can rotate through in those positions, and we kind of like to spread things out a little bit too. I don't know that we're always just a pounded inside team, but we can if we need to be occasionally. So a lot of these girls can kind of play all over the court, and we use them all over the place, but I think we're in pretty good shape there for the most part.
And coach, you were telling me that you guys got quite a bit of experience during the off season as well. You played some in June, not really much in July, but what were some things that you kind of saw over the summer that you're expecting to see early on in the year?
Yeah, just the amount of reps we can get together as a group has been so beneficial. And kind of seeing these upperclassmen take these underclassmen along, kind of show them how we've done things in the past, and some stuff we've kept the same, some stuff we've kept different. But just as many reps as they can get together has been great. And I can already see in November some of the stuff that we did back in June paying off of, oh, yeah, I remember this. Oh, yeah, this is what we need to do here. This is what we emphasize here. Just little things here and there makes a world of difference when you can get started in June. And we always know high schooler kids have lots of activities and want to do many things. So we try and find a balance between getting better at basketball and being a kid, being a high schooler and doing other activities and taking time off. And I think we find a pretty good balance with that. But it helps so much. And we had tremendous buy-in over the summer, all girls showing up, playing a bunch of games. So that was a huge help. And I think we're starting to see those results here already in November of just that little bit of experience and that amount of reps is just paying off later.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoping for a quick start as you guys take on ACCHS coming up here on Friday. Hard to believe that it's already basketball season. But, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck.
Hey, thanks so much, Jared.
That was Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.